When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Y'all Gay. I'm Ever Maynard.
And I'm Allie Clayton.
Y'all, this episode's pretty deep.
It's deep, guys. It's emotional. Trigger warning. There's talks of suicide. We talk a lot about the troubled teen industry, which was something that I was a part of and my experience there.
Drug use,
overdoses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and we encourage you, there's going to be, if you need resources, to reach out.
Please, if you have gone through anything with the troubled teen industry and you need resources, reach out to me.
And we're so glad you're here. And yeah, take care, y'all. Enjoy.
Love y'all.
Hey y'all, the tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay, it's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
Man, I've been listening to a lot of Jelly Roll.
Oh my god, I was just texting somebody about Jelly Roll.
I fucking love Dude, Jelly
okay,
Roll.
Okay, by the way, before we get into it, I'm so sorry the last episode I edited and Allie was like, you forgot the theme song. I'm so sorry I just
we were
put
like,
that
our
up.
Our first episode with Wizard Radio.
Just raw dog, no theme. Mm-mm-mm. Hey, that's the way we're rolling into 2024. No mistakes, just go. That's mm-mm. wild because Jelly Roll was on my Instagram. And I sent that to someone.
I fucking love Jelly Roll.
And I said, do you know this guy? Seems like a nice guy. Maybe it
seems
has
like a real
a hardened past.
Very hardened past.
Tell us.
I think it's definitely like, oh, well, Jelly Roll, you know, had like, and he talks about it a lot in his music, like drinking and drugs and all that kind of stuff. He's like this really big guy. It's like all tatted, has like face tattoos.
Because he won a big CMT award, right?
So, yeah. And I really liked everything he had to say at like the awards when he was accepting it and talking about like being in his 40s and like, you know, I've been going for this long for forever. Wow. And I didn't know if this was ever going to happen. It's like, so like every, like just stay in there. And I'm like, all right, 38 coming this
38,
year.
38, baby.
I'm hanging in there, Jelly Roll.
This is awesome.
But, I mean, great voice and also a really good rapper.
I haven't listened to many of his songs, just on here and there on Instagram.
Yeah, I love the country stuff, but he originally started out as like more of a rapper and there's still like a lot of hip hop kind of put into his music.
Did he marry a WWE star?
I think she might be. I think her name's Bunny or something.
Because I saw an interview where it was Bunny.
Yeah.
A part of it where he was like, listen, I was like homeless living in a van when we got together. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm fighting for custody for my kid, but I don't know what's up. And she got them a house. Mm-hmm. I thought, wow.
I like that.
That's nice.
I mean, she's hot.
I don't remember what she looked like.
She could hit me with them bunny boobies.
Okay. I bet if she's hot, why not? Why not?
Oh, dude.
If she's hot, why not? That's the new slang.
If she's hot,
why not?
Why not? If she's not, why not? Why not?
Hey, 2024, year of why nots.
So I was hanging out with our Chicago friend, Sean Flannery, last night.
Hey, Sean.
And yeah, we talked about you and he mentioned how you were always his wife, Jess, that you were always Jess's favorite to go watch.
It makes me very happy.
And then Sean was trying to explain to this other comic, like, it's like, Sean always talks out of the side of the side of his mouth in like such like an Ohio accent, and is just like, how would I describe, kind of like a white trash feminist.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'm down with that. Yeah, all right. I'm wearing my big dogs.
And I was like, I mean, that's not wrong.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Oh, I do need to give a shout out to Emily. A very kind listener who gave me a contact for a tenants union before I forget.
Go, Emily. Go, Emily.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Sean is so
E to the M to the I to the L to the Y. Emily. Oh, yeah.
I'll let you go with that one.
Thank you.
Sean runs a really... Does he still run Blackout Diaries?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Sean and I did a sizzle reel for Blackout Diaries with Art and Industry, and we started pitching it as like a TV show. Mm-hmm. It didn't end up getting picked up, but it was really cool that that production company wanted to work with us.
I don't know why people aren't doing that now, because social media is changing things.
Mm-hmm. So it's also a podcast now. Him and CJ Sullivan do it. But Sean is hilarious. Yeah, like if I'm gonna recommend a straight white male to you,
it's Sean.
Sean Flannery. It's Sean Flannery.
Best accent.
Best accent. Absolutely. I mean, just like an artist as far as storytelling.
Great storyteller.
Such a great storyteller. So smart. And yeah, he also has a book called Places I Can't Return To. And yeah, he's just great. And his so me and Sean got more close in Chicago when his son got his autism diagnosis. And so we kind of really bonded over that and became really good friends. And then I started producing Blackout Diaries.
Oh, I didn't know you were producing that.
Yeah. I started a New York one.
Whoa.
But then Debbie Downer, after my trigger warning, after my suicide attempt in 2018, I was just like, I can't do a show that's all about, like, now I could totally do Blackout Diaries and talk about my drinking stories, but it was just too much.
Yeah.
At that time, I wasn't ready yet.
Really scary too, I bet.
But it made me feel so good, because I did like the rock in my pussy joke and a couple of other things last night.
Oh yeah. So you had a show. We talked.
It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah. Allie had a show at a steakhouse last night.
A really fancy steakhouse. It's called Vinyl Steakhouse. My friend Sean, his brother Kevin, is the owner. It's really nice, great food, but like how some steakhouses can be like really kind of like stuffy and have like, you know, an attire type thing. Mm-hmm. Like it's not like that. Like the ambiance and everything is really great. And this was a company party for all the workers there. And it was great. And, you know, Kevin that owns it is straight white dude from Ohio. And he had, there are quite a few gay people that worked at the restaurant, and about seven different queers came up to me after the show and were just like, I felt really seen with you being here. And like, you were so fucking funny. And then one guy was like, when Kevin said there was going to be a comedy show, I was like, great. I'm going to have to sit and watch straight white males for an hour and a half. And he was like, this was so refreshing. And I was just like, that just made me feel really good that they felt
they come out
seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD. And I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace. And each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'allgay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'allgay, spelled BABBEL.com/y'allgay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Speaking of coming out, if you are in San Francisco, January 21st at 5 p.m., I will be performing my solo hour, Otis at the Lost Church. I ran out of steam. I don't know how to promote. I'm trying my best.
You're doing great.
Thanks, friend.
You're welcome, friend.
Man,
it's hard. The promotion end of things, y'all. I know it may get irritating to y'all sometimes to hear it all the time, but it's part of the business and it sucks. And yeah, we just have to do it.
You just got
to
do it.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, the other night I was at a New Year's Eve party and I was sober when I said this. I was just looking around at all these people and I looked at Baby D and I said, what if I was a lawyer right now? And she was like, what? I was like, what if I was just standing here and I had a law degree? Hey, man. Thanks for being
probably like, I don't think you'd be standing here, bud.
No, I don't think so. This is a comedy party. Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool, though? If I was a lawyer?
You could be, dog.
Dude, what if I went, I'm Jelly Roll now. I went back and I became a lawyer.
Hell yeah.
I bet I could do that. You heard a Legally Blonde? Well, this is Legally Dumb. I'm going back to school. I'll go back to school just to sue my landlord.
You should.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what a piece of shit.
What a piece of shit. Another what gas leak? Nope.
No. I was thinking the other day, like, my Uncle Danny would, like, he wouldn't want to pay for, like, heat and shit like that, so like he would rig up like his own shit and like where like somehow like outside there was like some kind of like fire and then it would come into the, he had a double wide trailer,
oh, like a ventilation and, thing, like the heat would come in.
Yeah, we used to say Big Danny's done stoked the fire because it was so hot you felt like it was either you're gonna freeze your ass off or you're in fucking
hell,
the desert.
Did y'all ever have, like at my grandparents' house, they just had a, it's like a cast iron stove in the living room.
Oh, are you talking about, oh yeah, a wood stove?
A wood stove.
Yeah.
Dude.
Those are great.
I fuck with those. Those are nice.
I love those and I love the smell. The writing retreat I did with New Roots, which by the way, if you're a writer or an artist and you live in New York area, you should definitely apply to be a part of New Roots. It was a great experience. But they had those. But also, trigger warning, my troubled teen industry, you know, the place I went, Peninsula Village, that's how we heated our cabin. And so once you got to a certain level, the level of the bear, then you got the privilege of waking up at 2 a.m. to stoke the fire. And it was a privilege because you were allowed to get out of your bed and not be tackled.
Now, That's a lot to do. Like, it had, like, did your alarm go off at 2 a.m.? How did you?
The bear who was the fire stoker had a little alarm.
But it didn't wake up the rest of the cabin?
Maybe. But it wasn't, like, crazy loud or anything.
That sucks.
But also, it's, like, being there because of what you're experiencing and, like, the trauma you're going through, you're kind of always, like, jumpy, kind of always, like, on edge. So I can imagine if we heard any little thing, like, that I immediately would wake up. Because in the morning, we only had 10 seconds to get out of our bed.
What?
So we were called the Frog Clan. So in the morning, they would say, time to get up, frogs, giving you 10, 9, 8. And we, a bunch of us were in top bunks. You had to have your sleeping bag rolled up, your bed looking nice and clean, and you had to be, have feet on the floor within 10 seconds.
What about your pajamas?
No, you still had your pajamas on. But your feet had to be on the floor, and then you had like 1 minute 30 to change into clothes.
What?
Everything was timed, dude.
Dude. No. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I actually watched me and the lovely Erica Rose of Lesbian Bar Project watched Hell Camp the other night. That's about one of the troubled teen industry places.
What is that one on?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, okay. I paused my Netflix subscription currently.
Yeah. I think that's what, yeah, it was on. I don't have any subscriptions. God bless Kedri. Kedri, I love you. Thank you for letting me use all of yours.
Wait, so it's a base, it's like yours, the one you went to, Hell Camp.
So Hell Camp was still part of the troubled teen industry, but this one was an outdoor program where they did like a 3-month hike. I was actually in my program for 13 months.
Jesus Christ.
It's really crazy to like think about.
Yeah.
And like everything I went through there. And
you want to talk about it?
Just like, yeah, we can talk about it. I think it's good to like, I mean, because I've joined a few survivor groups, mm-hmm. like on Facebook, and I've reconnected with one or two girls that I was actually there with at the same time. I reconnected with an old staff. And it's really not okay how I was treated there at all. And it was just really healing to have that conversation with her. And like, I went through it with my trauma coach and my therapist and had a list of things I wanted to say.
Yeah.
And like, obviously I was bawling my eyes out the whole time, but it was just, she doesn't work there anymore. And she said she would never recommend anybody ever go there.
Yeah.
That it's horrible what happens there. And that, you know, she's like, I was 23. I was like out of, like, there's the, all these people that are like taking care. They're not therapists. Like, they're not certified. Like, they just like go through this training, and the training is, you know, to, they say we knock them down to nothing so we can build them back up. So to just totally kill your spirit and your self-esteem and everything. And then, but it's a lot of brainwashing techniques and how they do things. But yeah, that was like, cause we had this thing where normally we went to bed around like 10 o'clock and got up at like, I don't know, 7 or 8. I was only allowed to go to school 3 days a week. I didn't have a lot of my services for my special ed stuff. So I really, really struggled with the school stuff.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Like, if you're there for 13 months, I didn't even think about education.
It's like they would just hand me like a book with like worksheets that I was supposed to do. And that was supposed to be like all of 10th grade.
No.
And I'm like, I need help. Like, I can't do, like, I have to have someone teach me this lesson. Like, I can't just
read
this in a, I'm not gonna be able to comprehend it like that. Like, it was school-wise, it was awful. And then so we went to school like 9 to 3, and then we do manual labor, and the other 2 days and weekends we always did all manual labor. So we would cross cut wood. We had to make all the firewood. for our cabin. And so we would cross cut wood, and then we would maul wood and make kindling. And then for all the paths, we had to dig the trenches to put the logs in. We had to carry the logs there.
Why were y'all making so many paths? That's what I need to know. Paths to where? Paths to what? Walking paths?
Yeah, walking trails. So part of it was like in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
So the cabin where the cabins were like in the woods. And then there was like a paved part that had it's called the YC, and it's where we ate. And then like up a hill, there's it's called Stew, the special treatment unit. And that's where you go when you first get brought there. And it's I don't know, they say it's like a level 3 lockdown or whatever that means. But it is just one big open space with like cubicles almost, with beds, and we had to just sit on our bed all day long and do like worksheets for school or do chemical dependency work, where we had to learn about drug abuse and things like that, and then it was your job to admit you were a drug addict.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
What do you remember your last day there?
No.
Were you like, fuck you guys, I'm out? Or were you like, I'm brainwashed?
Completely brainwashed. Did not want to leave.
Wow.
Like, would freak out if, like, because you would have a couple of home visits mm-hmm. before you actually went home for good. And, like, I would have my, like, paper with my schedule because everything was timed. And it's like, if you didn't go with the time, then you get a consequence. You know, you're made to do a ton of push-ups, or they would have us do this thing where you like bend your arms in a push-up position and you just stare at the ground, and you have to hold the push-up position for 3 minutes. You're allowed to take one 10-second break at a minute 30.
What?
And almost every time I would start shaking so much, I would just fall, and they'd be like, again. And I mean, and it didn't matter if you had to stay up till 2 a.m.
What?
You were eventually going to get it done.
You're not a Navy SEAL.
We did pyramid 10s. It's like where you do a sit up, one, and then you flip over and you do a push up, one, and then you flip back over, one, two, all the way up to 10 and back down.
What?
And sometimes you would get a consequence and be like, 5 pyramid 10s.
What?
This is insane. Sometimes we'd have a movie night, and I never, my whole 13 months, ever got to see a whole movie because you had to finish Consequences before you could watch any of the movie.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Now, when you connected with the ex staff member,
mm-hmm.
did they know other staff members who used to work there that felt remorse?
Yes. And I think I'm probably going to reach out to her at some point. It was, so there was two staff that I remembered that I felt actually did care about me, and there were little glimpses of kindness. Mm-hmm. Like, other than seeing my parents once a week for 1 hour, and that's all I got to see or talk to them. And you couldn't go in and say, help me, like, there's something really bad happening mm-hmm. here. Because they would immediately come in and grab you by the arms and drag you out. And they would tell your parents, like, she's manipulating. She's a manipulator. She's taking advantage of you. And one time, the first time it happened, like, after my first week, the only time I got to go outside in 3 months was you would go out a door, around a corner, and downstairs into a nurse's station. So that's the only time I got to like feel the sun on my face. What? For 3 months. Yeah. We'll go down those stairs, and because I wasn't allowed to travel to get to where the other therapy happened yet. And it was my first family therapy session, and they brought me in there with my parents, and I'm just bawling, crying. I'm going, and I just start going, help, help, help. It's not okay here. Help me. Help me. And they did that. And they're just dragging me away. And my mama is chasing me. Let go of my child. And my dad's holding her. And it's like, she has to stay here. This is the best thing. This is what the doctors say has to happen. And they, this is a little emotional, but I don't mind talking about it. When we got upstairs back into the treatment unit, they opened the door and they kicked my feet up from under me. And I landed on my face on the carpet, like where I had rug burn on my face. And they carried a bunch of male staff came in, and there were two male staff and two female staff. And they carried my by my arms and my legs face down. And they put me in this place called the timeout room. And they took all of my clothes off of me.
Allie.
Yeah, with two male staff. And
I'm so sorry.
They put me into hospital gowns, and they told me that maybe when I learned to listen, I could earn the right to have clothing.
I'm so sorry.
But doesn't trauma make me so funny?
If I were a lawyer, I would sue them.
Oh, they deserve, there's so many, like Erica looked it up the other night because we were watching and she was like asking me some questions about my experience. And I forget what I was just saying. What was the question you just asked?
Could you sue them? How many staff members?
Oh, and there's currently like, it's just pages and pages of court cases against them.
Against Pensacola or
Peninsula Village. They changed the name now to the Village or Village Healthcare or something like that, you know, trying to like
distance themselves.
When people Google. Yeah.
So are you able to, or did the time pass? Would you ever do that? Or that would be too hard?
I don't know if the emotional toll it would take on me right. would be worth it. I would be willing to go through the emotional toll and the trauma to go. If I know Paris Hilton's doing a lot of stuff, like if I got called into court as a witness, I would go. Mm-hmm. I would go do that. Like anything to like try to close these places right. down. Like,
really interesting that they call themselves what therapy? They're like healthcare. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had group therapy twice a day with 20-year-olds, like in their 20s, that aren't actual therapists. And I remember, oh, this is the thing I hated. Like, you had to go around and you had to say your feeling, how you're feeling that day. And if you were ever just like, I don't know. I think I just feel fine today. They'd be like, oh, you feel fucked up, insane, neurotic, and emotional?
What?
That's fine, F-I-N-E. Fucked up, insane, neurotic, and emotional.
What?
Isn't that wild? But everything was about taking responsibility and you having to take responsibility. So it's like, even if I got confronted to get a consequence, even if I had not done...
So
the thing I'm being confronted
for.
You
had to make sure you didn't have any enemies. How were you not always?
Yeah, but they also like pin you against each other a bit where like it's like you get to like a higher level and then you'll be in consequence groups and being like, you aren't taking responsibility. And like where you're calling each other out and stuff. So I remember like we weren't allowed. If the guys from the guy's side came over, they also walked in formation and stuff. If they came over to go to the mess hall or whatever, if somebody would scream, be aware. And that meant everybody looked down because boys are coming and you're not allowed to look at boys. And the amount of times I got confronted for looking at a boy, they would say in the conference group, Allie, I'm confronting you for looking at a boy. And if I had absolutely not done it, I had to stand right there very calm and say, I hear you confronting me for looking at a boy. And then everyone would decide my punishment.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Did you ever confront anybody?
Oh, I'm sure I did. I mean, like, they totally brainwash you. Like, I went back and visited a couple times.
You did?
And, like, would stay there. And, like, I was, yeah, I don't know. Like, I didn't talk. Like, I talked very institutionalized for, like, a good year and a half. Like, because.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Take is just, like, constantly, like, you're constantly just kind of, like, on edge and terrified. Like, even now. And it's a trauma response, I realize now from working with my trauma coach. But almost every morning, my alarm goes off and I wake up like that. And it's from the anxiety of only having 10 seconds to get out of the bed.
Wow. Yeah, I guess it wouldn't just turn off the second you get home.
No, there's things. I'll walk around sometimes doing stuff and I'll just be like, time check.
No.
And then I feel like so upset. But you had to, like, because, you know, you only had a certain amount of time. Like, if we had a certain amount of time to clean the cabin and we swept, mopped, did all of it, if we didn't do it within the time frame, you have to do it all over again.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Or they would go around and do what's called spot check after you sweep and mop. And if they, like, think about a piece of black pepper flake. If they found even something that small, if they found 3 pieces of dirt, do it all over again.
Wow. I'm so sorry. I can't believe you lived through that.
I can't either.
I'm sorry that there are still people in it.
That's awful.
I mean, yeah. What are they doing on these trails? You're just walking around in these nature trails now?
Oh, are you talking about for the Hell Camp one where they're doing the nature ones?
I was talking about the one, you know.
Are you talking about the trails they made us maintain? So the trails would go to different cabins is where they would lead to.
Okay.
And then there was, like, one area that was, like, nice with some trees. And then come to find out, it was, like, memorial tree from, like, girls that had been there that killed themselves.
Wait.
That got out and then killed themselves.
You found a tree called a memorial tree? Say it again.
Yeah, they have these, like, they had this area that was, like, a nice, like, little kind of, like, in the woods, but it was, like, they had planted some trees and stuff, and then you saw, like, they were dedicated to someone.
So the institution knew it was fucked up. It was aware enough to plant trees of people who killed themselves after being in their care.
Yeah, but they're thinking, like, oh, this person, you know, they relapsed. This person did this. They didn't continue to, like, follow stuff. And it's like, no. And I talked to one of the girl's sisters. She said, she killed herself because she knew she was going to have to go back.
Wow.
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 Yeah. And also, I was never looking at the boys. If I was looking at anything, it was at Miss Blankenship's tits. Those things were huge.
Yeah, but also, fuck you, Miss Blankenship.
Oh, Miss Blankenship sucked. And I was a little bit obsessed with, in Stu Special Treatment Unit, I was obsessed with Miss Bird.
Okay.
Like, in love. And I was, like, in love with Miss Blankenship.
But Miss Blankenship was awful.
And, oh, they both treated me like total shit. I mean, horrible to me.
Were they sexy? Is that why you liked
it? Yes.
Okay.
Both of them had huge tits. That was really funny when I was talking to Jessica, my old staff, and
was she like, yeah, I hated them too?
Oh, she hated Blankenship, and I think Blankenship later on became, like, her supervisor, and she was like, no, she's pure evil. She's an evil person. And she was like, I would actually, like, feel remorse, you know? I remembered this. Because other than my parents hugging me that one time a week, nobody was allowed to touch me unless they were restraining me.
Wow.
Or they were physically making me move somewhere. So, forgot what I was saying.
Physical touch, stew.
Oh, yeah. So there was this one time where we got permission to use hair dryers for the evening. And we got to dry our hair after our shower, which was 5 minutes long. And they are allowed to come and just move the curtain anytime and look at you.
That's really fucked up. That's abuse. I mean, on so many different levels, but.
Oh, it's total abuse. But I just remember, and like when I would, when I think about it, sometimes I cry because I hadn't had anybody be kind to me mm-hmm. for months. And she had this little frizzies, that frizzies hair stuff, the hair serum that helps your hair not to mm-hmm. frizz. And we were all doing our hair. And I know that if they found this out, she would have been in big trouble. But she went around with her personal frizzies. And she rubbed it through my hair. And I told her, when I talked to her, I said, I will always remember that. Because I really needed someone to be kind to me. And in that moment, you were. There are a lot of other things that she did do that were not kind. And I was able to talk to her about those. And it was really nice to, invalidating mm-hmm. to hear her say, that should have never happened to you. And I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. And like, just to have somebody else that was there and saw what I went through, be able to validate that for me, that like, it's not all these things y'all told me there. It's not that I'm dying for attention.
No.
It's not that there's all these things wrong with me, you know, that I did go through this and that it's not okay.
How did you find her again? Was it just social media?
She found me on social media, and we kind of followed each other for a while, because it wasn't until I started talking more openly with my ex about what had happened to me there. Mm-hmm. That I realized it was abuse.
Yeah.
Because for a really long time, because I had attempted like suicide and then was put in there, my parents were really, you know, they drank a lot and they didn't really, there was no rules.
Yeah.
Like I was, had like a 19-year-old boyfriend when I was like 14, like smoking, drinking in the house, and they don't even know it. Like, and a crackhead cousin that's 22 giving me drugs. Like,
yeah.
But, which that all happened. And yes, I made those choices, but I was a child and nobody
was like, hey, don't do this.
Nobody was parenting me or like.
And this is what happens to those kids that nobody tells no to on
yeah,
the Patreon. That's
exactly.
A bad time to make a joke.
No, that is a very good point. Like, I needed to hear no. I needed, and to hear no, that would have made me felt like I was cared about, and I didn't really feel that way as a teenager yeah. and as a kid a lot. So there was part of it when I was in the psych ward before I went to the Village. The doctor told my parents, I'd been there for 2 weeks, and he said, she can continue and leave and go home and have outpatient treatment. And he said, but I guarantee you within a year, she'll kill herself. She's that determined.
That's so fucked. And he was getting paid by that company, wasn't he?
A lot. I've looked this up now. A lot of the doctors that end up recommending this stuff. And, you know, my parents are, I don't blame my parents. My parents are hearing your child, if you don't do this, your child dies.
Yeah.
So they feel like they don't have any other choice. They got to save their kid. So I understand that. And I have compassion for my parents, and I don't have anger at them. I have anger for plenty of things, but not about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they said that. And then, yeah, I got put there for 13 months.
Well, how did you feel watching that documentary?
Well, there was one part where I was like, hold on, how long did they have to be here? And they're like, oh, it's a 3-month like trial. I was like, 3 months?
Damn, y'all are getting off easy. You have no idea.
Getting all
try 10 more months of this shit.
It's different, like those outdoor like wilderness programs. Mm-hmm. They're still troubled teens. It's very same and like knock you down to nothing to build you back up.
Yeah.
Which is basically knock you down to nothing, completely brainwash you. Mm-hmm. So all the like similar tactics in which they use, but just different in like their everyday life and everything they're wow. they were doing, because they were actually living on this trail.
And they had to like make their own like tents and stuff?
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But some of them were, I mean, it was really horrible. Some of the stuff that happened there. But you know what? We need to know. We need to know
people
that these
should
places
be talking
still
about
exist.
It. Yeah. People,
you know, sorry if this wasn't a very funny episode, guys, but like I do, you know, we're real people and not everything's funny all the time. And I think we should talk about this and like
100%.
It's horrible.
And conversion camps. Those are still happening.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's sad. It's sad.
I did get caught masturbating in my sleep. Apparently I was masturbating in my sleep a lot and I had no idea. And it's the cabin is one open room with a ton of bunk beds.
Now, did you get confronted about that?
Yes, I did.
And then how did that happen? What happened next?
I didn't get like a consequence for it, but like the nurse in front of all my peers goes, oh, you know, because we didn't get to like really wash our hands. We had to use porta potties to use the bathroom. And then they just had baby wipes in there
what?
To wipe your hands with. And she goes, you know, those baby wipes don't fully clean your hands. You're probably having, you're probably getting UTIs from your hands being dirty and all your masturbation. Like,
wow.
I'm a 15-year-old girl, and you said this in front of all these other girls. Like, mortifying.
Wow.
Horrible.
Have you found anyone on, like, Instagram? Like, Miss Blankenship?
I have dove.
Yeah.
I have searched.
Have you ever looked on the Village website to see if there was any sort of honorable mention of her or a lawsuit against her? I guess it would be against the Village.
Yeah. I haven't.
I guess why would you want to bring up that trauma?
No, I've been on their website and like I did, because I used to do, it's like a coping mechanism for me. Like when I was really, really, really stressed, when I would get out, I would close my eyes and I would imagine I was in my bunk bed. And like, that's like where I felt safe.
That's so fucked.
So fucked.
Wow.
Yeah. Or I like in my mind, like walk myself through campus, walk myself through the, like just wanted to feel like I was there.
Did you go to a therapist after you got out? How did your family mm-hmm. react?
Yes, I did go to a therapist when I got out, but I don't agree with this. It's like, it's our therapist that everybody in my family goes to.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, it's not good. John Gorman.
John Gorman, shout out.
John Gorman.
You know all the family secrets.
I really appreciate as a child when I was littler and you would see my brother that you always had Highlights magazine.
Oh my God, a Highlights.
John Gorman's office had so many Highlight magazine.
Yeah. Highlights, baby.
Yeah. It's a good time. Highlights us.
My TV just turned on. I said Highlights, baby, and the remote picked it up. TV, turn it off. Yeah. Turn off the TV. I don't know why.
Who do you tell to do that?
I didn't even tell anyone. The remote control just heard me say.
So who are you telling right now to turn the TV off?
I'm trying to get the remote to turn the TV off. The remote out of nowhere just turned the TV on. It heard me.
Is that a feature? Is that a feature it has?
Well, I don't. Sometimes if I'm just talking, the remote control will hear me and then put it on the screen, but I'm not saying any certain words. Watch this.
That's so weird.
Turn off Samsung TV. Turn it off. Turn off the TV. Right now, it's just trying to get me to watch Baby. There's a feature called Baby, and it's an action. Then there's Baby, a drama. Another Baby, a drama. And Baby Shark's Big Show. Those are my options right now. So you went to John Gorman.
Mm-hmm.
I think it...
When I got out, like, I did 90 and 90, which is recommended for... Because they convinced me I was a drug addict.
But you weren't.
No, I was not at all. I had taken some pills and done ecstasy a couple of times, all of which was given to me by my cousin.
I mean, that's who fucked up that you were like 14 and had ecstasy.
That lived at our house and would be like, hey, go tell your parents that I'm going to take you to a movie tonight. We're going to go to dinner and a movie. We need at least $60. And then he would go to like the liquor store and would get me like one thing that cost maybe, you know, $10 maybe. And then spend all, and then he would keep it pocketed for crack.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, man. One time, this is a little bit funny. One, so for the snow leopard and the clouded leopard, we had.
Now, did y'all have them at the same time? Can you remember?
Yes. Okay. Leopards we had at the same time. We didn't still have a lion and a tiger when we had leopards. Mm-hmm. I love how you're just like, mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all, if you're just now learning that I grew up with exotic animals,
welcome.
I recommend you go back to the very beginning and listen to our episode with my brother. I think that episode's called Clayton Family Zoo, if you want to learn more about it. But we had this one freezer that...
This one freezer. Just so he said that. We had this one freezer.
The accent came out.
Accent came out. Okay. So.
Yeah, it never comes out really very much. normally nobody can tell.
I was just going to say that. Okay, so y'all had this freezer.
So we had all this deer meat in this freezer, and the deer meat is for our large cats. And my cousin, we were not home one night, and he broke in and stole all the deer meat.
Damn.
All of it. It was like
that's a crackhead
freezer
thing to
of
do.
Deer meat.
Because you know
that's
they sold it.
That's a very crackhead thing.
He sold it.
Yeah. I'm like, did you just take like half a deer to a crack den? And we're like, hey, how much can I get for the 100%. Ass end of this?
Yeah, that's a crack den. That's a crack move.
Mm-hmm. You might, one time. So we had this friend, Brian, and my cousin Travis was staying at Brian's house one night. And Brian, they went to sleep, and Travis woke up and stole Brian's truck, took it to the crack house, let him take all the electronics out, went back to Brian's house in the truck, went back inside, went to sleep. And then when Brian got up, they were like, shit, dude. I think somebody fucked with your car. It's just like, Trav, you're high on crack right now. You didn't have crack before.
Wow.
That was definitely you, dude.
Dude, I'm going to tell you this right now. That was you. You know it and I know it.
We know it. But he was like, you know, there's good and bad to everybody. And he was truly just like one of the, if he would have like gotten on the right path, I think he could have been like one of the best salesmen. Like,
yeah,
just a fucking so funny and just fun to be around. Yeah. Like, he was just somebody you wanted to be near. And now it's sad because I think it was so 2 years ago, maybe 3 or 4. My cousin overdosed on heroin. He was technically unresponsive, no heartbeat, nothing for like 10 to 15 minutes. And they brought him back. And now he's kind of not a total vegetative state, but he can't really talk.
So he's there. But
he's
gone.
There. It's like he can comprehend everything in his mind and stuff, but he can't really communicate with you.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Like, my cousin would be like, is that a yes or a no? And if it's a yes, he just flips the bird.
Wow.
Yeah.
Still got a sense of humor, I see.
I do love that.
That's pretty heartbreaking.
That. Yeah. My cousin's a superhero. So she has three kids mm-hmm. that she's related to through a cousin that she adopted. She has my godson. She has just like, she just takes care of so many people. She's just such a good person. And she takes care of her brother, and her mom lives with her as well.
Ooh, that woman must have a big heart.
A huge heart. And like,
patience.
I wish she just could have a nap. I'm like, you deserve a nap. Yeah, I was like,
man, that woman sounds exhausted.
And she works all day at the courthouse and then has her t-shirt business.
That's that cousin?
It's that cousin. Jesus Christ. Gets home at night, works all day, and she coaches basketball for one of her kids.
What?
And then gets home and works until like 10 p.m.
Does she ever go on vacation?
Yes. They got to go. They went to the beach and to the mountains this year.
Okay, good.
So that was really
nice. I was like, we need to get something.
But she's going on vacation, but she's still taking multiple children. So like.
Is it a vacation?
She deserves. Oh, you know what? Nope. I was about to say, her and her husband went on one. Then I was like, no, one kid joined.
How old are the kids?
So when she first got them, I think Quincy was like 3.
I love that name.
I know, me too. We call him Q Baby. And Q is now 10.
Wow.
And then his older sisters, Sid is 16, Ani is 18. Mm-hmm. And then my godson, who's the only biological child my cousin has, is Chan. Oh my God. Makes me feel old. He's like 18 too.
Wow. Old kids.
I remember I was so bummed that I had to miss his birth because I had my first big acting gig.
Oh, what was it? The one at the military base?
Oh, no. This was at the Outdoor Theater, Theater West Virginia.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I bet it was pretty.
It was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. But there were these towers we would come out like for certain things. And this place had these bats that were like going extinct, so you couldn't get out of them.
Wow.
So inside the towers were all these freaking bats and bat poop, and it smelled so bad. And you would just be standing up there like singing.
That's so dangerous.
And all of a sudden, like a bat would just fly in front of your face.
That's so dangerous. That build another tower.
Also super funny that we did two plays, Hatfields and McCoy and Honey and the Rock, that's like based on West Virginia history. And then we did Wizard of Oz. And for the Munchkins, they just put all adults in fat suits.
What?
Yeah, like my friend Todd is like 6'2". And I have a picture of us as Munchkins. And they just like gave us like funny looking makeup and funny looking outfits and like, what? Yeah.
Put y'all in fats? That's so offensive.
Isn't that so weird?
Yeah, and offensive.
Incredibly. Many things.
Wow. I'm glad we got to have these discussions today.
Me too, friend.
Pretty intense. Needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too.
Listeners, we love you.
We love you.
And
hey, we love you. Yeah, and if there's anybody that's listening that's, struggling from anything they've experienced from the troubled teen industry, I don't mind people reaching out to me. Also can point you in direction to some of those survivor groups,
yeah,
which I think can be helpful sometimes.
100%. We'll be kind to yourselves. Hey, and if you haven't left a review yet.
Listen, y'all. After that, after all you just heard, can I get a review?
Can we get a review in here?
Can we get a review up in here? Come on. Listen. Apple Pod, Benson September. I check it once a week. I get excited every time.
And we love that. Mm-hmm. And also, if y'all are hearing some weird ass ads, let us know so we can fix it.
Oh, yeah. We're just starting to do Wizard ads. We love you guys. You probably don't want to hear ads, but you know what? We got to do it because we work really, really hard at this and we've spent a ton of our own money and we deserve to start making some money.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would be upset by this. You know what? We deserve this, okay? So get off our freaking back. No, but we do. And I hope that it... Dude, wouldn't it be so tight if we got like... sponsored, like we got brand deals?
Mm-hmm.
From more than just Hometown Hero.
Like Nike.
Yeah, I was also thinking about like strap-ons, but...
Oh, yeah, like that's Nike. Actually probably better than Nike. Or Adidas. Actually, strap-ons. I'll take strap-ons over Nike.
Yeah, maybe. I would do that too. Mm-hmm. What if Nike had a strap-on?
Just do it.
All day I dream about sex. Adidas.
Mm-hmm. Adidas.
I love you, and I'm sorry you lived through that.
Thank you, friend.
You turned out to
came out the other end.
Yes, you did. And you're a real joy. You have a great heart.
You're a real joy.
And you're a great listener and you're a good friend. And yeah, it's really awesome to know you.
You know you're going to make me cry again.
Okay. Well, you should know that.
I love you so much. You mean the world to me.
Likewise. And that's why we're partner couples.
That's why we're couple partners.
Love you.
I love you too, bud.
Hey y'all, the tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay, it's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.